Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, a perfect storm is what they're calling it. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has said winter will be difficult for patients and healthcare providers, he said, and that the service, in his words, are preparing for a perfect storm because of the rise in COVID cases and also an anticipated flu season that will be bad. Anthony Staines is Professor of Health Systems in DCU and he joins me now. You've been looking at trends and trajectories in other jurisdictions. Professor Anthony Staines, you're very welcome to the programme. How worried should we be, I wonder, Anthony, about all of this?
I think we should take it seriously. I don't think we should in any way panic, but I think we should be doing what we can do now to reduce the amount of flu that's coming in Ireland, the amount of flu that's spreading, and the spread of COVID. And, you know, it's in some ways, it's straightforward enough. What we can do is we can get vaccinated. So HSE is bringing out the seasonal flu program that opened yesterday. And essentially, everyone who can get vaccinated should get vaccinated. And they're talking about older people, people who are immunocompromised, and they're talking about people who work in healthcare and children aged 2 to 17 and people who live in long-term care. So that's really important because it greatly reduces your risk of getting seriously ill from flu. So it's a bit like the COVID vaccine. It may not stop you getting flu, but it's likely to reduce your risk of getting very bad with it.
And stop pressure on the system as well. What about COVID, Anthony? Well, I mean, you've been looking at the Southern Hemisphere, is that right, or other?
Yeah, in Australia, they've had a fairly significant flu season and they had a lot of COVID and it put great pressure on the health service, which is, you know, well ahead of ours, well ahead. They're very worried in the UK right now. Their Minister for Health has been saying much the same kind of things as Minister Donnelly has been saying, and they're, you know, they're both right. Mm-hmm. We need to do what we can to manage this and to bring case numbers down.
Do you reckon there's a little bit of complacency after setting in relation to COVID?
I think there may be a little bit. People are still short on boosters, particularly younger people. There's a proportion of people still unvaccinated. We're starting to do some quiet work on ventilation, which is good. You know, there's work happening on ventilation in schools and on air filtration in schools, which is excellent. But I suspect we will be going to asking people to wear masks on public transport because we know that reduces the spread of COVID-19.
Back to that again. Evidence. So when will that be, do you reckon?
Well, I will be doing it now, because there's a lot of COVID around. You know, if you look at the cost of doing it, the inconvenience it causes, compared with the cost of a major outbreak of flu and COVID. Now, please God, there won't be a major outbreak of flu.
So what if there is? What do you mean by a major outbreak? And when could we have that?
We're likely to have it November, December, but flu seasons in Ireland have varied a great deal historically. So no one can put their hand in their heart and say, you know, if we get through to Christmas, we're all right. We have had major flu outbreaks in January and February also.
But aren't
and we just don't know.
But aren't we prepared, Anthony? What about the winter programme, the winter plan that's put in place?
We're not really prepared. I mean, the system is under enormous stress now. It's been under enormous stress all summer, which is not normal. We normally have very severe stress in winter and we get through by the skin of our teeth.
But after pointing to the winter plan that the HSE has put forward, surely they've taken the predictions of COVID and flu into the mix here, and surely there are enough resources to cope, no?
I don't think there are enough resources to cope with a major flu outbreak and a major COVID outbreak. And just being honest about it, I think we all need to do what we can to reduce that, to reduce the risk of that. And, you know, it's a benefit to you if you don't get severely ill with flu or COVID, but it's also a benefit to the whole health service. You know, everyone who isn't seriously ill in hospital is a bed that we can use for somebody else who might need it. We don't want to be in a situation in, you know, December or January where we're running out of intensive care beds, we're running out of hospital beds, queues out the door down the street, because we know the we know the waiting times right now in emergency departments are contributing to deaths. That's agreed by all.
So you're saying do as much as you can individually. So that means wear the mask if you're in a crowded area and get your booster, get your flu jab, basically.
Yes, but also get very, very clear guidance from the government about what we can do to reduce case numbers.
Okay, look, you say the worst of it, if it hits, will be November, December. I'm sure we'll be...
It's very uncertain, Cormac. Yeah. I'm just being very honest with you. It could be November, it could be March. Well, it's unlikely to be March, but it could be January, February. God, it won't happen.
I reckon, Anthony, we'll be talking before that again. Professor Anthony Sains, Professor of Health Systems in DCU, thank you very much indeed for joining us. What do you make of that? 51551 is the text number.